Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Fido to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 17th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Lita. How you doing, Lita?
I'm okay. It's snowing outside. It probably is for a lot of people listening to this. So a little cold. The feeds are a little slow, but that's not going to stop us.
Yeah, it's that's not going to stop us. But the Big Brother Canada 6 producers probably will, with their feeds not being on most of the time. Not a long update today, as you probably are aware of if you watch the feeds or if you see the length of this podcast on your feed. It's probably going to be pretty short. The feeds were down for most of the day. We did not get a warning. We did not get a heads up about how long it would be. But they went down for, not that there was much going on the feeds, to be honest. At least when they were on, apparently they had a party when they were down. That's what we've got for you today. So let's get right into letting you know what's been going down on these Big Brother Canada 6 feeds. Make sure you come and join us in the chat. Fun time. So we start off the day. Derek does not use the veto on either Johnny or Ryan. They will be up for eviction come Thursday night. And that's that, Lita.
Yeah, that's that. And it's really just a lot of people talking about the double, the triple, the quadruple. Not really, but maybe. And just saying, like, what would we do in this scenario that's definitely coming up and we totally know when it is?
Pretty much. The triple has been stagnant in gameplay for weeks now. The twist itself has been stagnant in gameplay. So not much in the way of gameplay. Paris and Will have a conversation talking about potentially their moves moving forward. She thinks that they do need to take a shot at Dayla soon. She's starting to back away from like really moving forward with them to the end of the game. She's feeling like maybe they're a bit too much of a threat in order to do that. And she's also a little bit worried about Johnny working with Allie and Liv, which is one of the reasons why she feels she can't keep him. Obviously they are pushing very hard to keep him, which makes her worried about his relationship with them. So that's another barrier that I don't believe Johnny will be able to crack in time for the eviction.
Yeah, because that's also Kayla's major concern, at least what she says to Johnny's face about his relationship with Allie and Olivia being really what is stopping her from trusting him and kind of being the biggest roadblock to them, because it does really seem like Johnny is close with them to other people, which is not what Johnny wants.
Yeah, again, in order to save himself, Johnny needed to get both Allie and Liv and Paris and Will to, or theoretically Dayla, to agree to keep him. But the problem is getting Allie and Liv on board just immediately sank his chances with anyone else, because they're so aggressive about how they go about trying to keep him. So just it's not working out for Johnny. He does talk with them, and they give him a heads up that Paris is seeming pretty hesitant about keeping him in the game and that he needs to work on her. This is good for Johnny in the sense that he now knows where the reluctance is coming from and he knows where to work. But again, I'm not sure that he'll be able to make any progress with Paris.
Yeah, unfortunately, this will not be one of those weeks where Paris campaigns relentlessly for the person going home.
Yes. By themselves, Allie and Liv talk about potentially targeting Paris, Will, and Maddie even before Dayla there. They are basically the opposite of what Paris was talking to Will about, where it's like, Dayla's a threat, but we got to get rid of Paris or Will or Maddie. One of those. They really hate Maddie. I still don't understand why they really hate Maddie so much. She's really just like the scapegoat for everything, I guess. But they really don't want her in the house.
Yeah, I think they are annoyed by her maybe because they think of her as kind of like spineless and blindly loyal to Paris. And I think it's annoying for them to have a person in a house that Paris has control over that they don't. And then they just kind of parlay that into like personal issues with her, where they are just like annoyed by her. And like, Olivia is really mean about Paris here.
Yeah, they, you know, they don't like these people.
Yeah, or more so Maddie, but kind of both of them.
Yeah. That's basically it for the feeds. You mentioned Johnny had a conversation with Kayla. He pitched like, oh, I'd use the veto on you, so on and so forth. And Kayla was like, yeah, but you're close to Allie and Liv. And he was like, am I though? She was like, kind of. And yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because Kayla is like, the smart thing for you to do would be to be close with Allie and Olivia, but pretend to me that you aren't. And he's like,
Yeah, it's like,
Yeah, yeah. There's a riveting conversation between Johnny and Ryan.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. It lasted a while. They talked about shows and being fans, and they talked about Will and Thayla. It's a lot of meaningless stuff, though.
Yeah, and it's totally gonna matter.
Yeah, it's well, that means it's gonna be a full feature on the TV show.
They're on the block, but they're still best friends.
I will say this about last night. We had, you know, Brent and Rob and DeMica talking about how this season has been boring because of the cast or because of the gameplay. The cast is amazing.
Yeah.
The gameplay has been amazing. It's not because the gameplay is too confusing to the average viewer. It's because the edit is too confusing to the average viewer. The reason I think Aika said that like Johnny is boring and not willing to cut any throats is because we haven't seen the real Johnny on the episodes. And it's a very much a fault of the editors not being able to provide a clear, coherent narrative, for the viewers. And it has nothing to do with like, we don't need a simpler game. We need a simpler, and more easy to digest edit that actually provides a story for us.
Yeah, we also need Canada to not save the most boring people on the feeds.
Right. Well, like, I mean, they talked about how like they were able to save Ryan because you know, there are no people that they've invested in up until this point, and that's because they've been doing such a terrible job with the editing. I feel like they had started to maybe a little bit you know, catch up in terms of accurately representing what was happening and providing somewhat of a clear narrative, but man, it's just the gameplay is fine. We've never had a problem with a complex game situation interfering with the entertainment value of the show, right? Like the US version, Big Brother 7 was a complicated structure. Big Brother 10 had a lot of complicated structures. Those are two of the most entertaining TV seasons of all time. And it's not like, oh, they couldn't portray it because it was too complicated for the average viewer. It was, no, they edited it properly and gave the average viewer a accurate understanding of what was going on.
Yeah, but we wouldn't want to sacrifice basketball or any of the other really important things that are going on in these episodes.
Yeah, well, it's just like I just don't understand why people, it's like we see the cast, and so I feel like people are much more likely to just blame what they see. And it's like, oh, it's the cast's fault. It's the cast's fault. If, oh, the twist happened, but it's that person's fault that it happened to them. Or it's like, oh, they're boring. That's because they're not villains enough, or they're not arguing enough, or they're not, or their games are too complicated. Like, no, it's everything to do with the producers and how they're choosing to portray it and how they're choosing to interfere with the game. This cast is great, and I think that most people who are watching the feeds will tell you the same thing, Rob.
Yeah, this is a phenom cast, and I felt like a lot of these women were sent directly from my prayers, because I think I was just talking to you a couple weeks ago about how I haven't had a good female villain on reality TV that I really love in a long time, and then the heavens opened up and sent me Kayla. So like, it's everything I want from a cast.
Yeah, this cast is really like what the fans have been asking for a long time, in terms of like strong female cast. You know, like we had Johnny and Erica as these two amazing characters. We had, you know, I mean, even somebody like Ryan is able to be portrayed as an underdog. I think that's a strength of the cast. It's like, I think that this is a very strong cast. And it's a shame what the edit has done to it. And what the twists are now doing to it.
Yeah. But, you know, we still have so many more women than men. And so I'm hoping that the show, since it seems to prioritize, like it had that segment about like, look at all these strong women, like blah, blah, blah. I'm hoping that if there's another instance in which they need to craft a sympathetic edit in the way that they did with Ryan, they're able to do it with some more worthy characters.
Yes. And I'm getting some questions about why does Aika hate me? I don't know. name a reason. I mean,
well, you're so easy to hate.
There are some theories out there. I interviewed Netta on the Taran show. Probably wasn't a fan of Netta being on the Taran show. I know that preseason on Big Brother Canada 5, a lot of us were down on Aika's chances, and apparently she listened to one of those podcasts. So I think Brent was the only one that was like, I don't know, maybe she can do well. So who knows? Look, this is Aika. Does it really surprise anyone? I thought it was funny. So hey, and look, if Aika wants to come on the Taran show, she is absolutely welcome. And anytime she wants, I have a feeling she's not going to want to.
Not with that attitude. This is an olive branch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime she wants. I just had, look, it's not like she can pretend she's too good for it, because I just interviewed the legendary June Song, came out last night. Very, very excited for you guys to listen to it. She was absolutely amazing. She seemed very happy with it herself. Make sure you guys check out June on the Taran show. Very, 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 very fun. So feeds were down, but there was a leak. A bit of a feed leak, and we saw some production people working on the tomb in the Have Not room. People are like, hey, is this the twist that we've been hearing about? The tomb twist? Are we getting some kind of thing? It looked like there was some light emanating from the tomb. So some people are wondering, is it twist related, or is it just maintenance or whatever? I have a feeling it was probably about a twist, given that there was light coming from the tomb. Like, why have light coming from the tomb unless... It's like the briefcase from Pulp Fiction. It's like, this is something, it is important, right?
I've seen the Community episode based on Pulp Fiction.
Yes. Doom, no, I believe she was not, actually. I don't think she's heard any of that criticism. I do think that something to do with a twist here. There's some sort of reason why there's light in the tomb. The obvious assumption is there's a buyback of some sort, maybe a jury buyback. Maybe I can't imagine it would be like save somebody from the eviction, especially since we just had that. But you know, who knows.
You watch. We're going to get all worked up about this being a twist. Then it's going to be like Wendy's fries with like a beam of light behind them and angels singing a chorus of music. And that's going to be what this is.
Yes, it's actually they're like, hey, guys, there's a twist. Head to the Have Not room. And then the lid opens and they're like, oh, my God, somebody's coming back. And then somebody pops out holding a bag of Wendy's.
Or it's just like a It's just like a corpse in the tomb, but entirely like constructed of Wendy's food. It's got like a big hamburger for a head and like fries for arms. That's what it's going to be.
Yes. So there we go. That's the potential twist heading up. I said this on Twitter, like the only person who should be coming out of that tomb is Erica, to undo the wrong that was done. Anybody else coming out, like Johnny was kind of screwed by the twist. So, theoretically that would be some kind of, but it's still, it's like fighting fire with fire. It's like, you can't correct a twist with more twists. It just doesn't work that way.
I'm hoping for Rosina.
Yeah. the true robbed goddess.
She is a robbed goddess.
Yes.
Come back.
All right. Anything else that you wanted to bring up here, Lita?
No, I think we about covered it. Another thrilling, detailed update for all of you.
It's wonderful stuff. I'm glad you guys came and enjoyed. And I'm glad that we could clear some stuff up about why Rob is wrong. And why, man, Brent, did you listen to Brent on that podcast?
No, I didn't.
Boy, what a suck up. Whew.
Anything
Ika said was like, oh yeah, definitely. You're amazing.
You guys can't throw shade at each other on podcasts where you aren't here to defend yourselves. It's just gonna be back and forth on any podcast that you're both not on.
I can throw as much shade at Brent as I want.
Okay. Just talk to each other like adults. Don't sub podcast.
I'm just responding in kind. Brent could have come on this podcast. I gotta have, look, we're 16 minutes in. It's,
No, that's okay. You can throw as much shade as you want. I don't want to be the shade.
Let's talk about soda or pop for a second here.
I hate this. Hey, this argument.
Make sure you tune into our Ninja versus Ninja coverage, where we debate very important topics such as soda versus pop.
I got tweets about both from both sides.
There we go. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We have the LFC roundtable coming up tonight, where Brent can tell me all about how he's wrong about things. And then tomorrow, we will be live at 10 a.m. Eastern, and I will be updating you on everything that happened on the feeds today, which probably won't be a whole lot. And then Thursday night, eviction recap. Should be fun.
Yeah, I believe you.
Hang out.
Okay.
And of course, check out my interview with June. Very, very fun stuff there. And there we go. That's there you have it. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Lita is at Lita Tweeted. And you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, the dedicated Big Brother feed or the reality TV Rehap Ups feed, which will also include our Ninja versus Ninja coverage and the Taren Show and a bunch of other great stuff. So do that. Check the stuff out. Thanks for joining us. See you later.